Hi friends and welcome back. This is your personal child specialist, Dr. Gaurav Gupta, coming all the way from Mohali, Punjab, India. Yes, we are still in lockdown. And yes, I am not going to be talking about lockdown topic right now. I'm going to be discussing something which I'm seeing more frequently in the OPD. And before that, let me welcome my special guest. It is my better half, Dr. Poonam Gupta, eye specialist. Hi, Poonam.
Hi, Gaurav. Hi, everyone.
So today, we are going to discuss a topic which is completely up her alley. This is a topic about child's health. And which health? Eye health. So I'm going to be discussing dark circles around eyes, and I'll be taking her inputs because obviously she's the expert in this topic. So how do you feel about talking about dark circles in kids, Poonam?
I think it's a very interesting topic. Since the last few years, 3-4 years, I have been getting increased amount of complaints from the parents that my child is having under eye dark circles. And this has somehow increased during the lockdown period. I believe the main reason is an unhealthy lifestyle. See, in some kids, the factor is hereditary. If it is hereditary, parents are having under eye dark circles, then that's okay. That can happen. Any child with chronic illnesses, again, they can have under eye dark circles, which reduce with time. The third most important factor, which I want to talk, is unhealthy lifestyle. The kids nowadays are more indoors, exposed to screens, have less fluid intake, and the result is they go out less, they play less in nature. So it's a combination of all the factors. We cannot say it's a particular vitamin which is deficient. I don't know, what is your take? I feel very strange when, you know, parents get their child into my OPD. The child has a cell phone. The child is playing the game and they are saying, "Doctor, he has under eye dark circles. I'm so scared. His eyesight will, you know, weaken." And I don't know what to say to them.
Exactly. So I completely agree. And for normal patients in OPD, we always used to look at number one, hereditary. So just look at the eyes of the mother or the father who has come, and you'll find many a times that's what is happening. Number two, any illness, not just chronic, but even acute illness. You know, somebody just had diarrhea or somebody just had fever. They come to me. Dark circles are very, very common. And as Poonam correctly said, this goes off within a few days. And number three, we used to think of as lack of proper sleep. So this was something which we used to look into, that a child is sleeping late, getting up too early. So it actually gels in with what Poonam has been telling us, that it's a lifestyle issue. So obviously, if the child is sleeping very late, guess what he's doing? He's watching television or he's playing on his computer or on the mobile. And if he's waking up very late, again, the sleep cycle gets disturbed. But this is something which actually Poonam has been talking a lot, and this is something which I've understood after talking with her about a lot of eye strain, a lot of eyes being exposed to screen time causing dark circles. Then this was something which I was never really exposed to before this. So this makes a lot of sense. And beyond this, do we have allergies also as a cause of dark circles, Poonam?
Chronic eye allergies. Kids who get allergies maybe every change of season or during summers, they sometimes develop under eye dark circles over the years. What I have seen in my patients, all of them, I advise to reduce the screen time. Those who actually understand and reduce it, I have seen the skin tone, the under eye dark circles, they improve over time. So again, it's a combination. One, when we are exposed to a lot of screens, our eyes go dry. The tear film reduces or it becomes unhealthy. There's a lot of eye strain because we are focusing so much on the screens. Three, as you correctly said, the sleep pattern changes. Kids, adults, everybody, they become addicted to cell phones. They sleep late. They get up in the middle of the night. They love checking their WhatsApp messages, social media. And the kids love to, you know, put the cell phone under their bed sheet and play games. And they can play for hours.
Yes, I know who we are talking about right now. No, it's not my daughter, of course.
So, you know what I have seen, and because the child is stuck to screens, they tend to go out less. They're less exposed to sun. They're less exposed to fresh air, to the plants, to going to the park. And since they are exerting less, they eat less and they drink less. So whenever we used to play outside, we used to take a lot of lemonade, juices, milkshakes. So that's gone down. Junk food eating has increased. Because I don't know, there are a lot of studies which say because the kids are on cell phone, they keep on watching those advertisements, advertising different kind of foods and drinks, and our brain somehow, you know, wants to take that. What's your say on that, Gaurav?
So I think we both are on the same page here. Predominantly, this is a lifestyle issue and it may be hereditary. So I would tell parents, look at your own face. If you have dark circles and your kid has dark circles, maybe it is just hereditary, or maybe it's still a lifestyle. You know, the parents are also sleeping late. The parents are also watching too much screen and the kids are doing the same. So if you improve your dark circles with a better lifestyle, there is a very good chance that your child can also improve their dark circles. So what tips would, Poonam, you suggest, or what do you actually counsel parents about how to improve the dark circles in their kids?
You know, the parents in India are very much, you know, afraid of their child getting spectacles.
Yes.
So that's a weakness, you know, which I played against them. So I don't outrightly say their eyesight will go down. I say their eyes will become weak, right? And once they cross that threshold, we can't do anything. So I normally tell, at a younger age, the child gets this habit from parents. And when the child gets older, it's the peer pressure. So if you, as you correctly said, Gaurav, if they improve their lifestyle, like they go for a morning walks or, you know, after dinner walks, and increase their water intake, I tell them to use a water bottle and see how many water bottles the child and the adult can empty in one day. Drink lots of juices, lemonade. Try sending the child out for unconstructive or constructive play every day. Nowadays, it can't be applicable, but still there are rooftops, there are terraces, you know, personal gardens. So, and ensure the child does not see any screen at least 1 hour before sleep, so that the mind slowly goes towards sleep and the child has a good 6 to 8 hours deep sleep.
Yeah, so I think a very, very important thing which has been added is sleep hygiene. So try to make sure that the child has a particular routine before they go off to sleep. That will definitely help in the child sleeping at a proper time and also reducing dark circles. I think this has been quite a good topic, but yeah, Poonam has something.
Vitamin D has been now shown to have very good results in dry eyes and in general health of eyes. So most of us are vitamin D deficient because, again, sunlight exposure is less. So I advise the parents, and they're more than happy, you know, it always feels good to take a medicine or a supplement. So taking vitamin D supplement, increasing water intake and changing lifestyle. That is mostly what I advise.
So vitamin D, again, surprising, because I was not aware of vitamin D linked to eye health. But what about vitamin A? Because everybody wants to eat carrots and to improve their yellow quotient and to improve their eyesight. So what does vitamin A do in this condition?
Not related directly to under eye dark circles. Vitamin A deficiency can cause night blindness, which is very rare nowadays. Very, very rare.
Lovely. So parents, you've heard it here. You've heard some secret tips which the eye doctors use to make sure that parents follow their advice. But honestly, it's for your benefit and it's for your child's benefit. Make sure that they have a healthy lifestyle. And more importantly, keep listening to this podcast, because you will always get some excellent secret tips here from specialist doctors. This is your host, Dr. Gaurav Gupta. And I would like to again thank Dr. Poonam Gupta, eye specialist at Chara Clinics, and my better half for joining us on this show. Thanks, Poonam.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Till the next time, take care. Bye-bye.